Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla. What is up, champion? It's Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast, The Everyday Saturday Show. Heads up, right out of the gate, I'm on the smartphone this morning recording the podcast. So if the audio is a little sketchy, it should be all right, though. It should be all right. Just understand that I don't have the $8 million mic or the mic I got on Amazon 4 years ago that I used for my podcast, which is actually a good mic. Check it out. Now, this is those of you looking to podcast, there's three microphones. Let's get right in. Can I just share content or do I got to do all these sponsorship ads and things like that? You know the show. You love the show. It's 100% pure content. If you're looking to record any audios on your computer, I'm going to give you three choices. Good, better, best. As far as recording, it doesn't even have to be a podcast, recording any kind of audio. And by the way, you should be. Content is the gateway to a great career online. So you got to share content. There's only three ways to share content. There's written, there's audio and video. That's it. There's only three choices. Pick one that you really love to do. You want to write? Write. Be a blogger, write an ebook, post on Facebook every day inside your group, whatever it is you want to do. Create audios like this. Awesome. iTunes loves it. It's free. They'll distribute it for you. Stitcher, Google Play, all those platforms, tune in, all that stuff, free. Just load it up. And video. Of course, video's the rage. You got a smartphone, like I got a smartphone, like millions of people have a smartphone. Hit the video recorder, look into the camera and start talking. Doesn't matter what you look like. You don't need Hollywood good looks. You don't need to be a Harvard grad. You just got to create content. So microphones. All right, you ready? And if you're driving, please don't write this down. Just go back to a couple minutes into the podcast and say, all right, this is where I got to listen again. Logitech headset, L-O-G-I-T-E-C-H, Logitech headset, retails for about $25 on Amazon. It's got a USB plug-in right into the port of your computer. Sounds pretty good. That's what I started podcasting on some 12, 15 years ago. Actually, that's not even true. This is crazy, man. Those of you who know the story, you know, so I won't bore you with it. But I literally started my podcast speaking into the built-in microphone on a Sony computer, which sounded like I was talking into a garbage can. It was horrible, just awful, but I didn't even know about microphones. I guess if I would have taken 3 minutes to research, I should have known that I could have bought a microphone that plugged in and made the sound better, but I didn't know. I moved from the built-in app or the built-in mic on my Sony laptop to a dictaphone. Remember dictaphones? I know if you're under the age of 30, you probably don't even know what I'm talking about. Back in the old days, for example, let's say a paralegal or a secretary or an attorney would dictate what briefs that they wanted the secretary to type out. They would save it on this little handheld device called the dictaphone, and they had a little cassette tape in it, and they would give that dictaphone to the paralegal or the secretary, and he or she would type up the brief, and the attorney was on their way. Dictaphones for doctors, when they would prescribe medicine, they would go visit a patient, they would speak into the dictaphone, hand it to the nurse gets everything done, blah, blah, blah. So I was using a dictaphone to record podcasts. It didn't have a cassette tape, it had just a regular recorder, and then I would plug that recorder into my computer, and I thought I was like, you know, Johnny Broadcaster. Little did I know. So I graduated to the Logitech headset and spent $25. It's good. It's better than just doing what I'm doing right now, talking right into a smartphone without any mic or anything like that. And it's definitely better than talking into the built-in microphone of your computer. Next step up from that is a Yeti microphone, Y-E-T as in Thomas, I as in incredible, Y-E-T-I, Yeti. Just get on Amazon, look for a Yeti Blue. It's probably about $125 retail. Again, plugs into the USB port. has a microphone filter on it where it catches sound from all around. Like, you could sit around a round table and everybody could just talk freely, and that mic is going to pick up everybody's voice around, versus you don't have to speak directly into where the microphone is. It's a great microphone, really easy to use. Plug it into the USB, and away you go. $125 on Amazon retail, Y-E-T-I, Yeti. Also, in between there, for about $50, you can buy a Blue Snowball, mic. You can get these at, and by the way, I'm sure you can probably buy these at any retail box store like a Best Buy. I bought a Blue Snowball at Best Buy last year for my webinars. It's $50, but the problem with that mic is it's like the Logitech headset in that if the mic isn't pointed directly at the person who's speaking, it's not going to pick up the voice. So Blue Snowball is $50, so it's better than a Logitech headset. Not as good as the Yeti, and the Yeti looks like a Larry King type of mic, if you remember Larry King sitting on his desk there. All right, last is what I use when you listen to my podcast when it's not on the smartphone. I'm using a Heil, H-E-I-L. PR as in Puerto Rico, PR40. Heil PR40 retails for about $330 on Amazon. There's an adapter that you can buy that plugs the USB port into your computer, and it really is like radio station quality. It sounds really good, and I've been using that now for the better part of, I don't even know, 5-6 years, and it's the mic I use when I want really good sound quality. I'm recording an audio for a bonus or any kind of podcast. So there you go. You can spend anywhere. Do not. What did Sam say? Do not spend a lot of money on microphones, okay? When you first get started. Here's the mistake everybody makes. When I present on stage, I sell a podcasting program for $1,000. And it's 4 webinars, and I take people through how to create your podcast, how to really stand out on iTunes, how to upload it, how to put it out on platforms, all that good stuff, and then how to market it and how to make money with it. I sell that for $1,000. And the first webinar we do, the first training we do, is we teach people what, like, I just went through those 3 options. The bonus was the Blue Snowball. I don't really talk about that much, but it is an option. So I go through those options for microphones and I tell everybody right out of the gate. All right. And this is good to know for anything. All right. Don't go broke on equipment up front. Just don't do it. A lot of podcasters want to buy a mixer and a really good mic and studio setup. It's crazy. You're out of your mind. Why? And I'm telling, and look, I could very easily become an affiliate for all these different places, sell their products to people, and make a lot of money. I won't do it. I refuse to do it because it's not how I started. I didn't start with any money. I didn't start spending money. I started by creating content. Content is the great gateway to a great business. So you got to be comfortable. Video, audio, written, whatever it is. Don't try to do all 3 because you're just, again, you're stretching yourself way too thin. And if you hold a magnifying glass over all 3 of those, none of them are going to get hot. Pick one. Just pick one. There's no wrong answer. Pick one. Go with it. So I tell people at the beginning, don't go broke on equipment. It's like saying, I'm going to buy the most expensive golf clubs and I'm going to go play Tiger Woods in golf and I bet I can beat him. That would be moronic. And that's the same thought process that goes into buying expensive equipment and thinking, if I have the greatest sounding message, my podcast or my audios are going to sell like water in Death Valley. Well, let me tell you, if your message sucks and you got a microphone, you're just amplifying the fact that your message sucks, but they're going to be able to hear it better and they're really going to get the fact that it's not very good. And unfortunately, that's most podcasts on iTunes. It's a graveyard out there. Some people started recording, got excited, they bought a how-to podcasting course, or they saw someone talking about it, and they started recording their show, put a couple of them out there 5 years ago, and they haven't done anything with it since. It's a lot. If you really wanted to make space right now, I'm coming out with my brand new 2018 edition of my podcasting how-to course. If you like the way this podcast flows, I'm very simple when I teach. I don't get into the weeds with it. I keep it real strategic in the sense that you can follow it if you don't even know anything about it. So keep your eyes open for that. I'll promote it on this podcast down the road. But listen, whenever you're doing anything, the amount of money you spend up front needs to be low, and the amount of passion that you have up front needs to be high. Unfortunately, people start out with high passion and a big investment, and that passion dwindles, but the investment's still there. You can't get that back. And if you put it back on eBay or something like that, you'll get half, maybe less, of what you actually paid for it. And you're going broke on stuff that it's like, buying a race car that goes 220 mile an hour and you don't even know how to drive it. You know, you're going to wreck, and it's going to defeat the purpose of getting it. So when you want, and that goes with video too. Look, guys, you could get on Amazon, same thing, and you could buy studio lighting for $500 and get a green screen and all that good stuff. Do this. Buy a couple lights on Amazon. Get them for like $40, $50. They got that soft filter umbrella. This is for people that want to do video. Get a tripod that holds your smartphone in place for $20. For less than $100 or so, maybe a little bit more. I don't have my Amazon app open right now, but I've done this enough, been around the block a few times, that for $100, let's call it $150 maybe, you've got a video studio that would rival any photographer from 20 years ago. The internet has really leveled the playing field for anybody out there that wants to be a content creator. You want to create audio? You got a smartphone. I'm literally talking into the memo section right now on my phone. I'm going to go home in just a second here. I'm going to upload it to iTunes, and you're going to be listening to this podcast. It's done in the Kroger parking lot on my smartphone. Okay? Good. Is it great? The audio quality isn't as great as it could be. Is the message good? Yeah, it's good. I'm sure you benefited from it. You learned something. And it's very cathartic for me. I love to share. I love to get what's inside my mind first thing in the morning out to you. That's my whole goal in life, is to create marketers and influencers and thought leaders and just motivate people and inspire people. If you're having a down day, listen to this show. If you're stuck in traffic on your way to work, listen to this show. If somebody pissed you off, listen to this show. We try to ground it all down to level. So look, man, be grateful. Be happy. You know, just be happy that you got a chance to wake up. A billion people slept on a dirt floor last night. So if you're having trouble, I don't know how the whole lighting things work. Man, there's a lot of people out there who don't even have lights in their house. And you're gripping over, does the lighting in your studio work? Come on now. Keep the main thing the main thing. All right? So buy some studio lighting if you want to do video. Get on Amazon. Do your due diligence. I'm an Amazon Prime member, which I don't know why everybody in the world is not. Two-day shipping on all this stuff. And it's amazing. So if you're an Amazon Prime member, kudos to you. It's even better. Get on there, buy some soft filter studio lighting, get a little tripod that holds your phone in place, and get a microphone that plugs into your smartphone. I got one for $12 that plugs into my smartphone. I don't have it with me, or I'd be using it for this show. And that's it. I mean, that's it. Focus on the content. Don't focus on going broke. Don't focus on having all the nice toys. Nobody with nice toys makes a difference. You know who makes a difference? People with a nice message. People that want to be out there adding value. And by the way, can I help you? All this stuff that I'm talking to you right now, this is a lot of the masterminding I do with my coaching clients one-on-one. If you've got a dream, I want to connect with you. I want to get that dream online, and I want you to create a movement similar to Every Day is Saturday. Exactly. Just get that message out. It doesn't even need to be complicated. It is so simple. My best coaching clients, the ones that have the most success, are the ones that listen and they implement, and it's like taking chess and turning it into checkers. Would you like to do that? Would you like to create your own movement? Of course you would. Send me an email, sam@everydayissaturday.com. Let's connect, sam@everydayissaturday.com. I'm all over social media. You know how to get a hold of me on Facebook, inside our group, DM me on Instagram. Let's get your dream and your movement out there. All right, let's do it. So keep it simple. Keep it great. It's already great. The message is already in your head. The passion's already there. You already know what it is that you want to talk about. And even if you're not sure what you want to talk about, just talking gets that out. Writing gets that out. Writing is the doing part of thinking, as is speaking. So just get that message out. Don't hold it inside. Let other people know what you know. And I'm telling you, it's going to make you feel a hell of a lot better than going to a job every day or being stuck on social media trying to figure out how to upload photos or this or that. People get stuck on all the intricacies, and they never work on what it is that really separates everybody out there, and that is their story. You got to learn to tell a story, your story, which is the only story. It is so unique. You have such greatness inside of you, such ways that you can help people out there learn what it is that you've done, man. I mean, this is so powerful. I want to work with you. Let's connect and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.